Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we're asking the question, what relevancy does 2 Samuel chapter 8 have for us today? Well, here's one other thing that we see, that in God's kingdom, there is humble worship. We saw where David obeyed the law of God at several crucial points in 2 Samuel 8, not taking many horses, not accumulating wealth to himself, and also where David dedicates to God all the bounty from his kingdom's victories. It was humble worship. In Jesus' kingdom, we see something similar. We see Jesus obeying the will and word of God with every breath he takes. He fulfills all the law in that way, becoming a perfect substitute for us. We also see something else that's a little bit different. We see people come and bow down in front of Jesus and worship Jesus. And Jesus doesn't help them up or plead with them to stop worshiping him. He doesn't deflect their worship. He accepts their worship. Where David deflected honor and worship, Jesus receives it. And it's because Jesus is the one worthy of worship. David even recognizes this, the lordship of the Messiah, when he says in Psalm 110, verse 1, "The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool," even before the Messiah was born. So now, we are the ones who are to humbly worship. Worship is the recognition that we owe everything to our God. Worship is the remembering that we are weak and he is strong. It's the reminder that we are servants and soldiers and Jesus is the King. It's the expression of a grateful heart to a great ruler. Worship is the live, real trust we place in God's word in the trial of testing and the fire of temptation. It's the realization that Christ is rest for our weary souls and comfort for our troubled hearts and wisdom for our thinking minds. Worship is the clinging to Christ as our rock, our refuge, our strong tower. So followers of Christ are to be humble worshipers of Christ. We are to worship with robust singing of joy and strength. We are to worship through whispers and tears. We are to worship with empty hands and empty plans, waiting to be filled and assigned by the King. And we are to worship by walking with Jesus day by day. As you pray today, please remember Brian and Pam Reisner and their family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Fonte LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Ghana.